In the previous videos, we saw that the rapture will not occur until after the Antichrist puts the church through the Great Tribulation. However, many people believe that the Bible teaches us that the rapture is and always has been imminent. That is, it could occur at any moment. John 21:18 and 19 make it very clear that the disciples did not believe in an imminent rapture because Jesus said to Peter, "I tell you the truth, when you were younger you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Clearly the disciples knew that there could be no rapture until after Peter's death. It's also said that Paul's letters of 1 and 2 Thessalonians and 1 Corinthians support an any moment rapture, but this becomes entirely illogical when it is realized that these letters were written before Peter died. The Holy Spirit would not have inspired Paul to write about an imminent rapture because Peter was still alive. So we can see that the early church would not have believed in an any moment rapture. The belief that Jesus can return at any moment comes from verses like 1 Thessalonians 5, 2 and 3, which say, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly." The popular interpretation of these verses is that Jesus can surprise Christians at any moment by returning to rapture them, and this belief comes from failing to read on. The very next verse says, "But you, brothers, Christians, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief." It's very plain to see that these verses are not speaking about surprising Christians at all, but about surprising those who are in darkness, the unsaved. And Jesus' letter to the Sardis church confirms this in Revelation 3, 1-3, where it says, "You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead, dead in sin. Wake up. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come." Clearly this confirms that it is the unsaved who will be surprised by Jesus' return, while they are living in the darkness of their sin. They will be stunned when they see that the Christians have been raptured out of the Great Tribulation while they are left behind, knowing that they now face God's wrath during the day of the Lord. Even though Christians will not be surprised by his return, Jesus still warns us to watch. Why is this? Well, firstly, we will need to be alert so that we won't be deceived and turn from the faith. When the disciples asked Jesus about his second coming, the first thing he said in Matthew 24:4 and 5 was, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many." Now regarding this deception, 2 Thessalonians 2:9 says, "The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders." And Revelation 13, 12-14 tell us that the false prophet made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, the Antichrist, and he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. So we can see that there will be very miraculous signs and wonders done to deceive people into worshipping the Antichrist. It's quite clear that these signs are going to be so enormously powerful that many will be convinced that they are from God, and this will cause them to turn away from the faith and to worship the Antichrist. Jesus warns believers about this, saying, "At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. So if anyone tells you, 'There he is out in the desert,' do not go out, or 'Here he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it." Because these signs will be so miraculously deceptive, Jesus warns us not to respond to reports of his return in any way, but to wait for his special sign, which is, "The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. As lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man." So the sign of Jesus' return will be unmistakable, filling the heavens and the earth, and we must totally ignore all the other false signs. So, The first reason we will need to watch is so that we steadfastly wait for Jesus' return and are not deceived into going after false prophets and false Christs and turning to a false God. You and I may say, "Ah, that couldn't happen to me," but the Great Tribulation is going to be a period of such intense persecution and great deception that Jesus warns us in Matthew 24:10, "At that time many will turn away from the faith." So when the Antichrist appears, believers must carefully heed the Lord's many warnings and call upon him for strength to remain in the faith and overcome to the end. Another reason why we will need to watch comes from Mark 13:36 and 37, where it says, "If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." Obviously we have to sleep, so what does Jesus mean about watching and not being found sleeping? The meaning of sleeping is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:4-6, which says, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, the darkness of sin, so that this day, Jesus' return, should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others, that is, sinners, who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled." In these verses, believers are warned to watch and be self-controlled so that they won't fall into sin and be caught sleeping, because during the end times, sin will be very prominent. In 2 Timothy 3:1, we are told that there will be terrible times in the last days. And in Matthew 24:12 and 13, Jesus said, "Because of the increase in wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved." So sin will be overpowering in the last days, and Christians must stand firm to the end to be saved. As we go through the Bible, we find that whenever it talks about the last days, there are strong warnings to be self-controlled and to live a righteous life. One of the clearest end-time warnings is given in Luke 12:42-46, in which a faithful servant, a Christian, is waiting for the Master, Jesus, to return. Verses 43 and 44 tell us that this servant will be rewarded if Jesus returns to find him faithful. However, regarding the same servant, verses 45 and 46 say, "But suppose the servant says to himself, 'My master is taking a long time in coming,' and he then begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers." From this parable, we can see the great need we have to be living righteous lives and not to be found sleeping when the Lord returns. Otherwise, we will end up with the unbelievers in hell. Finally, it's obvious that the tribulation is going to be a time of great wickedness, intense persecution, and enormous deception. In Matthew 24, Jesus warns us many times and says in Matthew 24:25-42, "See, I have told you ahead of time. Therefore, keep watch." As we have seen in this video, the reasons Jesus commands us to watch is to prevent us from losing our salvation through either being deceived into worshipping the Antichrist or falling into sin. 1 Corinthians 10:12 warns us, "If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Only the Lord can keep us from falling and carry us through persecution and possible martyrdom. So we have an enormous need to abide in him and call upon him for the strength to overcome to the end. As Ephesians 6:10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Once again, I recommend the Calvary Road to anyone who wants to know how to come into a close relationship with Jesus. It's free to download from the link at the end of this video. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.